And we are in a little more than halfway through January. People start the new year, start with fresh ideas, a clean slate. Maybe they have resolutions to change their lifestyle of sorts. And we have a little bit of help with you for you this morning. How to sustain your new lifestyle goals for 2015. We have with us Dr. Donald Hensrud, who is with the Mayo Clinic, to tell us about some innovations that are going on. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So what things can we do? I know, why is it so difficult for us to sort of maintain these resolutions or to stay as healthy as we'd like to be?
You know, it seems like it should be so easy, right? Just to eat less and exercise more. But everyone knows how challenging that is. And there are powerful forces in the environment that are prohibiting us from doing that. There's food everywhere for most people. We've engineered physical activity out of our lives. So it does take some special efforts to not only implement, but most importantly, sustain lifestyle changes over time.
You talk about powerful forces. I bet you're meaning like the advertising agencies. Everybody wants us to pick up that food or try something that'll maybe improve us, but maybe it'll be a detriment. What can we do on our own version of sort of giving us the positive feedback?
Well, again, everybody knows kind of what they should do. In the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program, we have strategies that we help people design their own individualized wellness plan, and that's a real key. There are things that are common to everyone that everyone should work on, diet, physical activity, but we all have our own individual challenges and goals, and if we individualize their plan, they're more likely to keep it up over time. We take it so far as we even talk to people about their challenges and obstacles. It's not a matter of if they're going to happen. They will happen. And what strategies people can use when those things come up.
Doctor, how does age play into this?
Age is one of those factors that is part of the individualization. For example, somebody young may want to pursue different health activities in physical activity and exercise, for example, than somebody who's older. But nobody is immune from this, and there's something for everyone. So that's part of the individualization. We work with people, and we help them design something that works for them.
What are the components of a wellness program? What would go into that?
It gets down to the basics: nutrition, physical activity, and what we talk about is resiliency, our ability to manage and grow from life's challenges. And this encompasses stress management, meditation, how we handle those stresses in life. Now, the real key is using effective methods, and that's what we bring to the table, our expertise. We motivate people, and we help them define their own specific plan. Most importantly, we provide the support for people to continue this over time. We stay in touch with people for 6 months on our basic plan and a full year on the healthy weight plan.
How do people start this plan? What's the first step in getting it going?
If they go to our website at mayoclinic.org/healthyliving, there's all kinds of information there. We start the process right away. Once somebody gets enrolled, we have them fill out a health assessment, keep track of their physical activity. We have an on-site component, which is a number of days where we teach people about things. They participate in classes. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we don't leave people to their own devices after they leave. We stay in touch with people and support them not only while they're implementing it, but over time while they're sustaining their new lifestyle habits.
Doctor, when did this push for wellness really kick in? Certainly it's been prominent in the past couple of years. When did it start? How did it start?
Well, you can look at it over time. For the past 30 to 40 years, for example, since about the mid-1970s, weight in this country started to go up. And it's been increasing ever since, and we haven't got a handle on that. There are other things, too. Physical activity is important. People are appreciating more and more how important these lifestyle habits are to our long-term health. And there's a lot of evidence for that. We want to help people do something about it. And that's the challenge that we haven't been able to solve yet, is implementing healthy lifestyle change plans.
Is a program like this open to children as well? Because sometimes as you talk and we hear, you know, it starts young and maybe habits that are formed as a youth are continued into adulthood.
It's a really good question. Our program is focused on adults right now, but in the future we hope to have a family program where we can help the entire family make lifestyle changes. That's very important.
We're talking with Dr. Donald Hensrud, who is an expert in preventative health. And you talked about the fact that there's things outside sources other than eating and exercise that kind of affect our own well-being. And I guess you address those issues. You talk about ways to relieve stress, and that's really a big component, right?
Absolutely. It's the total package. A healthy lifestyle that incorporates physical activity, diet, and stress management techniques doesn't have to be drudgery. We help people implement this, and most importantly, not only improve their health, but to feel better over time.
Do you offer any idea of how long it'll take before someone sort of sees or feels results or understands whatever they're involved with this program, that they're seeing a benefit?
Oh, we see the benefit immediately. Once people are on site and starting to make changes, the quality of life effects start to occur immediately. Then some of the other things unfold over time, and it becomes a positive cycle for people instead of a vicious cycle.
Again, if people want to find out more about the Mayo Clinic's Healthy Living Program, what's a good place for them to check it out?
Our website is mayoclinic.org/healthyliving.
Again, our guest today has been Dr. Donald Hensrud. Thanks for sharing the time and some good healthful information. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.